vein just ran dry.
Yeah. Well,
the seam.
For the listeners, if you could just fill in a few great jokes that you missed since Rick didn't press the record button. But I did want to say, hey, everybody, it's Chris Lost, and I wanted to share that we were doing a second season of Lost and Found and Rewound. If you'll remember that at the end of season one, I said that the folks emailed us at lostfoundrewound@lotuspool.com and asked for a second season, we'd do one. Well, no one emailed us.
but we're doing it anyways.
But Rick asked that we do another, and I agreed because I was worried I'd never see Rick and Jim again.
And to clarify, which is on a season two episode that we've recorded previously before this announcement, which we're recording after recording a couple of episodes of season two, is that I had in my mind where we were something around season four already. So I think that's the problem here.
How long did it take? 3 years to do the first season? Or what?
It took a few.
2 years.
Yeah, I think three might be right.
So
we did three seasons worth of content.
Right? No, we just did 12 episodes and then we had a bunch of extra stuff.
How many total episodes? 36, right?
Yeah, it was like 34 or something like that. Yeah. But we had guests and there was a global issue that happened. And
you're like old school TV where it's like a season was 39 or 26 episodes.
We pay that way too. Actors wouldn't have struck on us the way we put our show out. So get ready for a wild season of movies where I suspect we will have significantly upped our sex scene count from the first season.
Oh, okay, because
we've already had one.
Hereditary and not Hereditary. What was the other one? It's so long ago.
Well, there was probably a sex scene in Sharky's Machine.
Was there? I don't remember.
I think it was.
Mountains of the Moon kind of has
the moon.
Big beginning of one.
And that's it, right? Like, no, was there one in Diva?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah. There must be, maybe.
If people could write in and remind us of what happened in the movies we watched and three seasons ago.
Let me give you that email address again because of the lack of response. We have not yet received one email, although maybe I also thought that maybe the issue was because we have received, people have slid into our DMs on Instagram.
Watch it, man.
Yeah, why is that a dirty term?
I don't know. It just sounds like one.
Oh, I guess it's like, yeah. So anyway, people have DM'd us on Instagram.
I didn't mean
Instagram.
To touch your foot, Jim.
Sorry.
Right at that
What's
moment.
Going on there,
it
guys?
Was like I said something and then I touched Jim's foot as if I was like saying, yeah, Jim, like to like some kind of secret thing against Chris.
Well, there's no secret about you guys getting up on me. So Lost, Found, Rewound, no ands in between those. I tried to make it easier by just saying Lost, Found, Rewound. @lotuspool.com. I could put the ands back, and maybe that's it. There's probably a bunch of emails that are written to Lost and Found and Rewound.
Can you have ampersands in email addresses?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
The thing is that do people like send emails?
That was my thing. I was like, well, maybe we have a very young audience, but that doesn't seem right either.
No, it doesn't. I mean, how much activity do we get on our Discord? And our TikTok.
I don't even think there's a Reddit dedicated to this podcast. Well, anyway, this is going to be the blue season of LFR, so enjoy that.
Oh, jeez, okay.
And we're looking forward to not hearing from you soon.
Wow, you sound like a parent dispensing guilt.
I am Catholic.
That's right. It's part of the equation, right? Part of the programming.
Lost and Found and Rewound is fully funded by Lost and Found and Rewound Foundation Funds. Lost and Found and Rewound does not use crowdfunding because our listeners have better things to do with their funding. There's no need to post reviews of Lost and Found and Rewound because our listeners have more valuable things to do with their time. In all sincerity, thank you for listening to the show. We truly appreciate it.
Lotus Pod.